This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's opening night, baby. Bucks in Philly to take on the 76ers. Joining us now, he is FanDuel Sports Network Bucks analyst Marcus Johnson. Marcus, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Who are we with now? FanDuel.
I thought I might have been the first one to call you that yet, but I wasn't sure. FanDuel Sports Network Milwaukee Bucks analyst okay. Marcus Johnson.
Hey, just glad to be a part of it. Glad to be doing games. Excited about the start of this season. Should be a season of redemption for these Milwaukee Bucks is kind of how I'm looking at it this year, Sparks.
Marcus, they should give you some free money to play with on FanDuel if you're going to be out there pimping FanDuel. I mean, that should be the least they do. And then whatever you win, you win. You get to keep.
Well, you know, we've got some pretty stringent anti-gaming rules.
Yeah, I know.
So I can't really touch that one right now.
All right.
Hopefully my agent is listening.
Yeah, so, we'll take care of it. We'll figure something out. Let's talk a little bit about this Bucks team coming back. And you tell me if you think I'm wrong on this. I kind of been hinting at the fact that it kind of feels like a last dance scenario because of contracts with Middleton, contracts with Lopez, age of both of those guys, to where after this season, it probably won't look the same next season after this year. Do you think that's accurate or no?
Well, I mean, a lot depends on kind of how this season pans out. But whenever you've got guys who are veterans who've been around as long as these guys have, Brook is, what, 17th year? Giannis is 12th. Chris has been around. Dame. I mean, so at some point, you're going to have to, you know, break the band up. You know, the band is going to have to be disassembled, and you're going to have to start from scratch. But I think we all believe that as long as you keep making some improvements around the margins, that you might be able to be really highly competitive. As long as you got the big fella in the middle, Giannis, doing what he's doing, that you can maybe stretch this thing out another 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. That might be a reach, but to your point, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is an important year. If it didn't happen this year, you could see some potential changes coming after this season.
Time with Marcus Johnson, FanDuel Sports Network Bucks analyst. Follow him on Twitter at @oldschool88. Do you detect any major difference with Damian Lillard now versus where he was last year at this point?
Oh man, like night and day, I mean, just mindset, you know, approach, the body. You know, he talked about it. You know, and guys are really reluctant to say that they were not in great shape and a little bit overweight just because of the lack of on-court activity he had during the offseason last year because of the uncertainty. And so that's all changed. And so that's what happens. I can remember, Sparky, you know, I had a holdout year, one of my many, with the Bucks in the early 80s, and I had just this terrible year. I came into the season in December and just never really kind of got it together that whole year. That next summer, you know, I worked out like crazy, came back, and that was when the All-Star game was at the Fabulous Forum in L.A., the Marvin Gaye National Anthem game. And that was my goal, to just be an All-Star again. And so, Dame, that's just, even though he was an All-Star, I think MVP last year or whatever it was, won the three-point shooting contest and turned it out. But still, he knows. And as so far as that season was for him last year, we did some research on the Here District, the excellent podcast that I do with my son Chris, found on your podcast, and it worked out there. Let me give a plug for that.
You guys just had Joe Dumars on. That was really good.
Joe Dumars, Junior Brisbane, Eric Dane, great writer for The Athletic, was on. I think he's posted. He dropped, as they say, this week. Let me plug this to him. At Mecca Bar and Grill tonight, we're having a Jägermeister watch party. So come on out, one of seven this year. Starts around 6 o'clock. I'll be there. Melanie Ricks, outstanding sideline reporter. She'll be there, give a lot of giveaways, a lot of good stuff going on, food, excitement, drinks, all that good stuff. So watch the Bucks and Sixers tonight at the Mecca Bar and Grill. But Dame was one of four players at 33 years old, averaged 24.7 assists. Guys like LeBron and Larry Bird, you know, were some of the other guys that were in that select company that he was in. So he still had a really good year, but far below what he expected, I think, kind of what we had hoped for coming in. And he is really hell-bent on turning that around. We worked there with David Goggins, I believe his name is, a Navy SEAL, and helped him with his mental approach and even more mental toughness. He's already got mental toughness coming out to the suit. But even more mental toughness. So I really expect big. And that doesn't translate necessarily into a 30-point-per-game average. Maybe it's 26 or 27 or 25, whatever it is. But I just expect an all-around better year from him in terms of consistency, staying on the floor and being healthier and all those good things because of the kind of work he put on his body this offseason.
So let me see if I got this right. Marcus Johnson is hanging out with Melanie Ricks at Mecca Sports Bar and Grill tonight on behalf of Jägermeister, and I have to go to parent-teacher conferences for my third grader. That does not seem fair to me at all, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, look, I stopped drinking like 22 years ago, so it's not fair for me either. So we all got our bones to drink. So,
that's right.
And I used to love Jägermeister. Now Jägermeister wants to sponsor an event, and I can't drink. So, no, but it'll be fun. Everybody come out, do your thing. Just because I can't, I mean, you can't. So come out, do your thing, have a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, the Mecca Bar and Grill is going to be the place to be tonight in Wall.
Yeah, I used to do Packer parties there during Packer games. The first year they opened up, I was there for every Packer game doing Packer parties. It's a great place.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to talk about Brook Lopez because last year, obviously, you could see the frustration with him on the floor in the first half of the year before Doc Rivers came in. At the end of the year press conference, somebody asked Doc Rivers, as far as going into this year, you know, does Brook Lopez fit into what you want to do offensively and defensively? And Doc was like, absolutely he does, yes. And then Doc has talked since about how they've changed this defense, and he thinks it's going to be very good once everybody can execute what they want him to do. How do you see them using Brook Lopez this year maybe different than what they did last year?
Well, as you may recall, last year under the new coach, Adrian Griffin, he wanted Brook to play up to the level of the screen more, to try and switch ball screens and defend quicker, smaller guards way out 30 feet away from the basket. And I think Giannis and Chris went to Adrian and said, look, you know, let's put Brook back to where he belongs. That's protecting the rim. And so now I think it was the next game after the meeting. Brook had like five block shots or whatever it was. So we're going to start that way at this season. And so what Doc has talked about is he wants one of two players at all times, Giannis or Brook or both, in rim protection. And one of the things that the excellent, and I really mean this, Mark, I've watched this guy in action, Greg Buckner is a godsend. I mean, when he was with Cleveland the last 3 years, they were, you know, the top six, 3-6-3 or something in defensive rating. And he has really emphasized just containment, not a lot of wild contested three-point shots where you allow your guy to shot fake you and get by you. Now you're putting pressure on Brook to have to try and defend the smaller player coming downhill. But it's more about containment, more about rim protection, and more about making teams just make difficult shots. And if they can make a tough two with a hand in their face, that's the best shot on the floor that we can give up. If they make a tough three contested with a hand in their face, we'll give that up. But we're not going to fly by on pump fakes and allow guys to put it on the rim to get you in a blender defensively and get guys out of position. So that's the big difference overall. I just think positionally you'll see Brook and Giannis, you know, glued a lot more around that paint area and do what they do best. Brook, a great stat. You look at the amount of twos that he's contested the last 2 years. Now, 2 years ago, he contested. It was the biggest disparity between he at number one and number two. And then last year, it was about a 327.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I believe shots contested, two-point shots contested. So that's not necessarily a good thing if guys are getting beaten too easily on the perimeter. But with this new defensive approach, we shouldn't see keeping guys out of the middle, make it herd them towards the baseline where there's more help. So we should see Brook be even more effective at the defensive end. And he was really, really good. His block shots, the amount of shots he contested, he was good last year. And so I still think even at his advanced age, at 36 or whatever he is years old, he came in camp in great shape. He's moving well. He's running. I was just shocked at how well he was just moving up and down the floor. So he's focused. Everybody's focused, man. It's a whole kind of configuration of this team's focus this year to prove a point. And because people are counting us out, I think I saw we were rated fifth or something in the Eastern Conference behind Boston and Philly and New York. And then the Pacers rated fourth. We were fifth in the East. So I think guys are really taking that personally and coming out to prove a point.
Some Yahoo had him seventh in the East. I lost my mind. Yes, it's so stupid.
Maybe Orlando or somebody. Yeah. They probably trying to sneak ahead of us. So Miami, Miami's a team you can always, you can go either way on because of Spoelstra and what they've got down there. But the point is the guys are out to prove a point. And, a bunch of playoff futility the last 2 years doesn't sit well with you. And especially coming off a championship year, 2 years back, and to go out in the first round 2 years in a row, that leaves a bad, bad taste in your mouth that you want to get rid of.
I think John Horst did a great job, Marcus Johnson, this offseason by adding guys that make sense and that fit kind of for what this team needs to do this year. Gary Trent Jr. goes to be a starter. Daylon Wright, Torian Prince off the bench makes this a much better team talent-wise and fit-wise for what Doc wants to do now.
Yeah, no, without question. And so Daylon Wright, I've been watching him since high school. He played for a long story, but a guy whose dad I used to idolize when I was 8 years old. So I've got a lot of history with him and his brother Darrell Wright in Los Angeles. But he's a deflection machine. Yep. He's going to help defensively and just bring a real stabilizing mindset to the floor. Gary Trent Jr., man, he's killed us when he's with Toronto. I love everything about him. He has just embraced that role of just kind of being the complimentary shooter, tough defender, handle the tough perimeter guy defensively. And then Torian Prince, same thing with the Lakers. He's really solid three-point shooter, great perimeter defensive player, and then versatile. He can give you the minutes at the three, minutes at the four, some small ball fives if you really get desperate and want to throw him in that situation. The thing that's going to help this team this year, Sparky, is that, and Joe Dumars touched on it, and I looked at Gary Trent's defensive possessions. I looked at Torian Prince's possessions last year, and you could not stop anybody because you couldn't touch guys on the perimeter. Now they've changed into a straight pathway philosophy defensively, which is going to allow you to be a lot more aggressive at the point of attack. And that's going to help, Gary Trent, Damian Lillard, guys like that. You're afraid to touch people because they put them at the free throw line and it became a free throw shooting contest. Joe Dumars and his friend said, no, man, that guy's played some defense, not to the extent of the Bad Boys back in the, in the late 80s, Jordan Hoos and all that. But let guys be more physical defensively. And that'll knock down some of Dame's free throw attempts, but it's going to help this team overall at the defensive end of the floor.
I much prefer the more physical NBA than what I've been watching. That I'm with you 100% on. I got one last one for you, and then we'll promote away again your appearance tonight, your podcast, all that fun stuff one more time. Of the young guys on this team that are probably going to be on the bench most of the year, who's your favorite? Who do you like the most?
Oh, man. That is so, what's interesting, too, is that they've all had the moments in the preseason and watching them in practice between Andre Jackson Jr. and Marjon Beauchamp. And I still think A.J. Green, he just brings something to the table in terms of a guy who battles defensively. We know he can shoot the lights out, even though it's funny because Doc kind of put the spotlight on him as one of the young guys that could see a bunch of time in the rotation. So I don't know if that was that pressure affected him negatively and he didn't shoot the ball as well as he normally does, but I don't expect that to last. So the three of them, one of them has got to give us major contributions at that wing spot, and I think they will. But right now, it's really up in the air. And Marjan, I've been just hoping against hope what he's doing, the Native American tournament that he's sponsoring in Milwaukee. He did the same thing in the Seattle area. You know, you just want good things to happen to him. He's such an outstanding young man. And, you know, Andre Jackson Jr. is just a consummate team player. So you got three guys that between the three of them, I believe that one of them is going to emerge. And it's just hard to call right now because they all bring specific, unique skill sets to the table. It's just who can get comfortable, who can deliver under pressure, you know, who can get their NBA game legs kind of going first is going to be the guy that's going to stand out and get the minutes.
See, I love A.J. Johnson. I mean, I know he can't shoot right now necessarily, but I mean, his elite quickness and speed and what he brings in two or three years, dude, he might be a stud.
No, you're right. No, I love him. I love him. I've been, you know, when we drafted him, I hadn't heard of him. Now, he played for a friend of mine in Los Angeles in high school who coached Jordan Farmar and a bunch of guys out of Taft High School in the Valley out in L.A., Derek Taylor. So I talked to him. He talked about his backstory, which made me fall in love with him more, coming from modest means and up in Fresno, moving down to L.A. and just kind of, you know, rolling the dice that he could make it big time by making that move, he and his mom and I think a brother or something. But his quickness is crazy. And, you know, he went like 2 for 26 and two exhibition games, and I counted of those like 24 misses or whatever it was. I mean, you know, he had about 10 to 12 of those. That's a skill. To put up that many shots and to get to the rim that often gives you an idea of just that blow-by quickness. Now, once he corrals that and learns how to channel it in a more positive manner, he could be, you know, I'm not going to say all-star man, but I mean, the sky is the limit for this dude. It wouldn't surprise me if he's a 20-point-per-game scorer in 5 years in this league, much like Anthony Simons, the young man out of in Portland, Florida, the way he's evolved. I think AJ can be on a similar trajectory, and it helps to have a Dame Lillard who worked with Simons in Portland kind of taking AJ under his wing. So that's a good call, AJ Johns. And Doc is playing it. Doc is playing him for a reason. So, you know, it'll be interesting if that continued or not during the course of the regular season, but Doc played him an awful lot during the preseason for a reason.
He played him significantly more than anybody else. When you look at the minutes comparison, it wasn't even close what was going on. And the Simons comparison, I love that. I think that's spot on. Marcus Johnson, FanDuel Sports Network Bucks analyst. Go hang out with him, Melanie Ricks, Mecca Sports Bar and Grill tonight. It starts at, 7 o'clock, I believe you said. Sponsored by Jägermeister. And then, of course, check out Here District with him and his son, Chris. They do a great job with that as well.
Well, I think six. The game starts at 6:30, right?
So 6 o'clock.
So Get there at six. Get there at six. So seven. If you get there at seven, everybody be drunk, and you're going to miss all the fun. So get there at six.
Damn.
And hang out, and eat, and do all that good stuff.
Marcus Johnson's very. This thing's gonna be popping quick. I mean, within an hour, they're gonna be hammered.
Jägermeister, baby. You ever had Jägermeister?
Oh, I have. Yes, too much in my life. Yes.
It don't take much.
Marcus, thank you so much for coming on. Always a pleasure, buddy. Have a fun year.
All right, Sparky. Thank you. Always a pleasure here too, man.
Take care. There he is. Marcus Johnson, FanDuel Sports Network, Bucks analyst. Follow him on Twitter at OldSchool88. He is awesome. I love Marcus Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.